Boulevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
I will arise. I will shine. My light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon me. The word of God is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's ways are perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. I am moving forward in 2026 through the power of the living word. No power can stop me. I am free from sickness and disease. No power can stop me. I am free from worry and doubt. No power can stop me. I am free from poverty and lack. No power can stop me. I am free from self-limitation and deception. No power can stop me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am here this morning to encounter God, cultivate purpose, serve community, build relationships, experience family, pursue the word, and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're so grateful that you are not done with us yet. There is more to the story, and you are about to write it now. You're about to write that chapter. The greatest chapter of our life is about to be written. And this day, 22nd day of February, God, we stand in your presence. We're ready. We're ready for this new chapter, to the story of our lives. Holy Spirit, speak to us. And we will respond in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys. Come on, give God praise. No, we could just have finished right there. God has not done with us yet. So if you think your life isn't going the way it's supposed to, hear the word this morning. There's more to the story of your life. No matter what it has been before, there's a brand new chapter, and God is about to write it in your life. I'm so grateful for every one of you who have come this morning in the presence of God into this new beginning. The significance of name change. One doesn't go around and change your name just for change. There got to be something to it when you change name. And so, here we are, Celebration Tabernacle Church is no longer in operation at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, but it is transitioned into Living Word Church. Why so? God changed name in the Bible, listen careful, to signify a new identity. God changed name in the Bible to shift you or the thing in purpose. So there's a shift in purpose or a specific divine task that God wants to be done and cannot be done under the old name, but has to be done under a new name. So a name change, write this down, is new identity. Must signify destiny. It comes with destiny. A name change, when God changed it, signify a covenant. He's making a covenant here. Number three, when God changed a name, it carries authority. Authority. God's authority now. Because he's the one that changed the name. And so he has the authority. So when we look in the Bible now, of a man by the name of Abram, A-B-R-A-M, that was his name, Abram. 75 years old, God decided to change his name to Abraham. He's no longer Abram, but now Abraham. Why God changed his name? Because Abraham was an exalted father. Abraham was exalted father. But God now shifted him into something different. God gave him Abraham, father of multitude. Father of multitude. So we must understand the significance of name change. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 5, and Genesis chapter 17, verse 15. If it just for reference, no longer shall your what? Name be called Abraham. But your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you father of many nations. So there's a shift in purpose. There's a shift in destiny. So when your name changes from what it was to what it is, it carries destiny and purpose. So Living Word carries purpose, carry destiny. When the Lord says, now listen, I want to talk to you. And I sit right there, listening to the message. And then he tuned me out from the message. And he has a message for me. He says, Celebration Tabernacle Church, as it is, has now fulfilled its destiny and its purpose. For 20 years, it exists at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. For 20 years. Check this out. 20 years. 1010. 20. Now, when we came here 20 years ago, have no idea that the name of Celebration would only last for 20 years. We think it will forever. No wonder why he placed us at 1010. But we didn't have the understanding of that, the significance of numbers, until November when he says, 10-10-20. Celebration. Tabernacle Church has fulfilled its 20 years. Now, it was 20 years of hard work. It was 20 years of ups and downs, peaks and valleys. But we stood the test. Pastor Dias says, God's not going to move you into something if you don't pass the test. You can move yourself, but God won't move you. So there's a difference when I move myself and God is doing the moving. Because I can't do anything except God. What I do of my own self is insignificant. But what God does is eternal. So I got to comprehend it. That's not competing. So, in 1 Samuel chapter 3, and look at verse 21. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. How does God speak? By the word. How does God speak? By the word. Sometimes we think, Lord, speak to me, and we expect some booming voice coming from the cloud. He can, but I've never seen or heard anyone hear that audible voice in my lifetime. But one thing sure, no, according to the word. The Lord appeared again unto Shiloh. Shiloh was a place, the meeting place of God, like celebration. Tabernacle was a meeting place where God meet, and he came again and spoke. 1 Samuel chapter 4, okay? And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. The Lord spoke by the word to Samuel. And then Samuel speak what? The word to all Israel. So that's what happened here. Lord, speak to me right there. I speak it to you, and you got it. That's it. You got it. If it was me, we would be still be celebration. Trust me. But I have to speak the word. And then God back it up. He back it up when I start to do it. When I become obedient to it and not questioning him, but just do it. Let me give you a second guy he talked to, Simon. Everybody know Simon in the Bible? Let's look at John chapter 1, verse 42.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WMIE Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.